You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The huge, disastrous fires have changed my mission, Schwarzenegger said. I'm now looking for federal money for the victims of the fire. Oh, and everyone's so thankful the governor is right on time. There's a crisis so he can save everyone with the federal government and George W.'s help. And listeners emailed different news articles from the day the fire started in north of Los Angeles, where the local news was saying brace for fires around San Diego, south of L.A., and then there were local TV reports that the Army was out doing training drills and started the fires, but within hours, all those stories disappeared, but we do have those. And then I remembered back to last year, fires out west, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and we got articles then that there were, quote, Army and Marine Corps training exercises in the mountains and that they'd set the fires. And then almost 4 years ago with Bill Clinton and all those fires out west, remember the government admitted they, quote, set the controlled burns during the driest and hottest part of the year with high winds blowing out of Mexico across the southwest. So a picture is definitely emerging on that. Congress rushes California spending bill. Also, more money for Halliburton. And Halliburton's decided, the Army's decided that, no bids allowed right now. Halliburton's going to keep all the bids, all the oil contracts for themselves for at least another 60 days. And then they might, if you can give them your bid in 24 hours when they post it, they might consider letting somebody other than Halliburton have a contract, but it'll just be some subdivision of the same military-industrial complex. Folks, huge show lined up for you on this Thursday, the 30th day of October 2003. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Bin Laden's family wins bid to run Saudi airports. That's out of the Mideast Newsline. And hey, every big U.S. base built in the Middle East, every U.S. base, the Bin Ladens build at least part of it, generally most of it. And of course, the government flew them out to safety on 9/11 and 9/12, 140 of them, 144 of them. And on top of this, we have the Bushes in business with these people, but the government's going to have a microscope on your life. The borders are going to stay open, and, well, they're going to continue to arm all of our enemies. So that's not too big of a security threat, they say. Two GIs killed in Iraq amid rising attacks. White House site prevents Iraq military material being archived. That's because they've been caught editing their statements. They'll go back into transcripts and change them, change statements of the White House. This was reported months ago on this show. Now it's in The Age out of Australia. Also, we'll get into U.S. Army double size of Iraq oil rebuilding contracts. And again, the Houston Chronicle, that is to go exclusively to Halliburton. U.S. launches anti-insurgency raids, grabbing people, putting bags over their heads, taking them to the camps for massive torture, which is now admitted. Also, just a coincidence, four of Jessica Lynch's rescuers, especially those that had spoken out about what really happened, are all dropping dead. They're drowning in puddles of water. They're having automobile accidents. They're being shot in the back of the head, and it's being ruled suicide. And it has come out that Jerry Bruckheimer produced the rescue of Lynch. That was a Hollywood production. That's BBC reporting on that. Also, more on six soldiers waiting for treatment, not just in Saudi Arabia, but here in the U.S. You can have a gunshot wound, and they'll let you die of gangrene, folks. They just don't have doctors for you. All the money has to go to Halliburton. But again, it's patriotic to not treat the troops. I know I'm not patriotic. I'm against depleted uranium and our troops dying and getting sick. But, you know, again, that's just how it is. Japan loses two satellites to solar flares. The super mega flare that hit us yesterday, more now hitting us. Also, Bush approval ratings slip. We'll get into that. A bunch of incredible Big Brother news. Also, proposed Social Security deal with Mexico. Anger some lawmakers. Not New Mexico, Mexico, folks. More on the Terry Schiavo case. Look, it's a big show. I'm going straight into the news, a news blitz. When we get back, And it's all online at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Because there's a war on for your mind. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in liberty and freedom, the family, controlling our borders, defending against enemies foreign and domestic, upholding the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Thanks for joining us on this 30th day of October 2003. All right, let me launch straight into some of the news I mentioned in the first segment. And just the Big Brother news alone today, I could spend the whole show on it. Everything we've warned you about, everything we've diagrammed and laid out, is now unfolding right in front of us. World government, world ID cards, world biometrics, world passports, world taxes, worldwide micromanagement of you and your family and your life. A system that dwarfs the surveillance and police state measures in the dystopic nightmare book written by George Orwell, 1984, and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Bin Laden's family wins bid to run Saudi Arabian airports. Saudi Arabia has awarded five companies a project to privatize airports while the kingdom maintains security over the facilities. One of the companies awarded a contract to operate a Saudi airport belongs to the family of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Western intelligence agencies take off from Saudi airports. Again, Western intelligence agencies said al-Qaeda has been planning to strike Western aircraft that seek to land or take off from Saudi airports. The Civilian Aviation Authority will seek to achieve broad private sector participation in running local international airports by privatizing them, except for security operations, Saudi civil aviation chief Abdullah Rahim said. Saudi Defense Minister Prince Sultan bin Abdul Aziz has completed contracts with five Saudi companies to operate regional and local airports over the next 3 years. The contracts were said to have been worth $170 million. Now, again, you have the Bushes in business with the Bin Ladens, that is George W., since 1976. That's Fort Worth Star-Telegram, before 9/11, by the way, and the BBC. You have Bush Sr. in with the Bin Ladens going back to the late 1960s when he was in the CIA and later the director, right through when he was vice president in the 1980s. You have them flying them out to safety in 2001 on September 11th and 12th. Just one of the flights that stopped 10 times on September 11th picked up 144 of these guys. They're involved in the terror attacks as minions of the CIA, folks. That's what they've always been. The Bin Laden family goes back to a servant family for the British MI5, MI6, and the precursors of that, Her Majesty's Secret Service, back into the 1930s. This is mainstream news. So they are a super asset servant family. And again, Bin Laden's real name, code name here in the U.S. that he went by, is Tim Osmond. There's photos of him driving around in his Cadillac, short hair, the whole nine yards, back in the 70s. So that's going on right there. You talk about having connections with the terrorist. No one has more connections than George W. and his daddy and James Baker and the rest of this crowd. It makes me sick. Sit there and talk about, you know, how they're going to take all our rights away to keep us safe while giving Iran nuclear reactors, North Korea nuclear reactors, while arming China, while giving them the missile systems to hit the entire United States. Now North Korea's got that to hit anywhere in the U.S., whether it's Austin, Texas, or Detroit, Michigan, or Pensacola, Florida, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or L.A., or New York, or Chicago. Makes me really angry. And the border stays wide open. And they're announcing that, yeah, starts out with hundreds of millions, goes into the billions of dollars, Social Security, to Mexicans living in Mexico as we merge into the Pan-American Union. Meanwhile, they're taking people's pension funds, getting rid of Medicare, Medicaid, you name it. Let's get into some of the war news first. Two GIs killed in Iraq amid rising attacks. That's another two Americans killed yesterday north of Baghdad, and seven wounded in an ambush in a multinational force patrolling Iraq. So that happened yesterday. Seven wounded, two killed in different attacks. And again, more troops have died since this undeclared war started than died in the first 4 years of the Vietnam War, from 64 to 68. So very, very serious situation, not to mention the 1,900 times the safe level of depleted uranium all over the major cities of Iraq, including Baghdad and the main presidential palace where the occupation force is based. Interesting to note that the generals and staff are not staying there, by the way, but the troops do stay there, and they could care less about you. We've got it here when they're not treating the troops, when they get wounded or step on a landmine or get different illnesses. They're just not given treatment. They're just warehoused. You mean nothing to them. Every dime goes to Halliburton. Every dime goes into the military-industrial complex. Every nickel, you get nothing. Your children are on food stamps, and they've got a nice, big, fat national draft lined up for all of us now. White House site prevents Iraq material being archived. I guess about 3 months ago, memoryhole.com, we have this on prisonplanet.com saved, went and noticed that the White House was editing transcripts, the Associated Press was doing it, stuff on the White House website was being altered, even images, banners behind the president were being altered, photographs were being altered, everything's being altered. I mean, you talk about the running man, this is it. Wag the dog, this is it, folks. And they would go in and change transcripts. Well, now they just won't allow search engines that would save this material to access it. They tried to put functions on the White House website where you can't do screenshots and save what they do. Again, in 1984, Winston works at the Ministry of Lies. It's called the Ministry of Truth, the media. And, you know, most of what he does is going back and editing old news stories and destroying the previously printed ones. and he puts them into a hole in the wall that goes down to a furnace. It's called a memory hole. Well, they just have more sophisticated versions of that. It's like George Bush in his Attack Iraq speech a week before they went in, when he gave them the ultimatum, actually 3 days before they went in, he said he wouldn't talk to a reporter who'd been asking him serious questions in the past. And he said, no, this is scripted. I'm not going to let you talk. And then I saw it, we all saw it, and suddenly all the transcripts said, this is unscripted. I mean, I witnessed this. Do you realize how serious this is? Remember the hundreds of fake letters with fake signatures from the troops, how much they love the war, how the Iraqis love them? That's the Pentagon of Strategic Information Office, which admits they lie to you, and that they're producing Jessica Lynch videos with Jerry Bruckheimer. That's admitted. Jerry Bruckheimer admitted to the BBC he produced it. And now for the whistleblowers, people that were speaking out, they've all died. People who were there rescuing Jessica. You had little boo-boos, little bullet holes in the backs of your heads, and you're drowning in puddles of water. You're dying in car wrecks, and just better keep your mouth shut. She's our hero. And the real Hispanic gentleman that was the hero and killed a bunch of Iraqis and was shot and bayoneted, you never hear his name. Because he's not a female. That's right. We've got to put out this image of women in the military. See, Bush is continuing the globalist policy. But now we're supposed to forget about that. So just a plethora of lies here. Since White House website effectively prevents search engines indexing and archiving material on the site related to Iraq, the directories on the site, which can be searched by the bots sent out by search engines, can be limited by means of a file called robots.txt, which resides in the root directory of a site, and it's only blocking Iraq info. Sure, it's accidental. The White House robot text file lists a huge number of directories all related to Iraq. And it goes on and on and on. Of course, there's no attention given to the memory hole that has been doing the analysis of all this. Just don't give the alternative media attention. Talk about how the Democratic National Committee are the ones that discovered it, which is ridiculous. Okay. Continuing. U.S. Army double size of Iraq oil rebuilding contracts. This is out of AFP. The U.S. Army Wednesday doubled the maximum size of massive contracts to rebuild Iraq's war-shattered oil industry to $2 billion. And the contracts are being awarded directly to Halliburton. The Army Corps of Engineers said, well, we were going to open these bids up to other companies, but no, Halliburton gets them. That's AFP. And if you don't believe the French, I have the Houston Chronicle here in front of me. So you might want to go to Infowars.com and check that out. I don't know, though. You might want to. BBC reports U.S. launches anti-insurgency raids. U.S. troops have carried out raids in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, arresting a number of people they suspect of planning to carry out attacks on coalition forces in Iraq. We are targeting what we suspect was a terrorist cell network, Colonel Steve Russell told the Reuters news agency. The raid came as the U.S. voiced suspicion that a former senior member of the Saddam Hussein government was coordinating attacks from the area. You admit that the Ba'ath Party makes up the majority of your new government. You paid off the rest of them who left the country. That's admitted. I mean, give me a break, folks. You do have some insurgent groups, Shiites and Sunnis, fighting with each other over who's going to run Iraq. What do you expect? What'd they do before the U.S. government put Saddam in 76? They were killing each other for hundreds of years. Tribal warfare. So now we're in the middle of it. We're surprised they're killing each other and killing us. It isn't Saddam Hussein. What do you think would happen if the Russians came in here and took over D.C.? You better believe there'd be strongmen, warlords over states, conscripts, armies. Things would descend into total bedlam. And they should. That would result in kicking the Russians out of here in a Red Dawn scenario. That's the separation of powers. But it's just horrible for our troops, and it's terrible. So, I don't know. It just gets worse and worse. Just a coincidence, four of Jessica Lynch's rescuers have died mysteriously. Car wrecks, drownings, bullets in the backs of the heads. Just lots of... I'm going to get to that later. Six soldiers wait for treatment, United Press International. More than 400 sick and injured soldiers, including some who served in Operation Iraqi Freedom, are stuck in Fort Knox, waiting weeks and sometimes months for medical treatment, a score of soldiers said in interviews. And it's thousands in Iraq, by the way. You step on a nail, cut your hand off, have a car wreck, get shot. They put you in open center block buildings with flies all over you. Oh, that's in the news. We'll be right back.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds? With collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
30th of October, 24 minutes into this transmission. Coming up in the next segment, your calls at 1-800-259-9231. You know, they've got one of the Defense Department's little minions up saying, oh, in testimony, they're sure that Saddam shipped his weapons into Syria, so they need to go ahead and start that invasion. How many lies have they been caught telling us in the past on this subject? How many lies have I forgotten to mention here? Well, wait a minute, you're not patriotic. No, it's not patriotic to let our troops breathe depleted uranium thousands of times the safe level. It's not patriotic to not give them treatment. It's not patriotic to not get them good food and clothes and meals. And these neocon liars on the radio putting up a smokescreen on these issues, that's not patriotic. And continuing with this news, this is out of United Press International. More than 400 sick and injured soldiers, including some who served in Operation Iraqi Freedom, are stuck at Fort Knox waiting weeks or sometimes months for medical treatment. The delays appear to have demolished morale, and it says many said that they had lost faith in the Army and would not serve again and could jeopardize some soldiers' health. The soldier said, well, sorry, when you sign up for a two-year tour, read the fine print. It's really signing up for a 20-plus year tour, and they're now finding out about that. The Army Reserve and National Guard soldiers are in what the Army calls medical hold, like roughly 600 soldiers under similar circumstances waiting for doctors at Fort Stewart, Georgia. There's a whole bunch of these bases. There's bases in New York, bases in Georgia, bases in Alabama, bases in Texas, San Antonio, bases in Iraq. It's in the thousands and thousands. We're not sure how many. Representatives from the office of Senator Kit Bond, Republican, were at Fort Knox Wednesday looking into conditions of the post. Following reports of Fort Stewart, Senate investigators said the medical system at the post was overwhelmed, and they were looking into whether the situation was Army-wide. Yeah, it's Army-wide. I wouldn't say 100%, but large portions of it. Army officials at the Pentagon said they are investigating the possibility. We're absolutely taking a look at this across the Army, and not just at Fort Stewart. Army spokesman Joe Burles said Wednesday, I joined to serve my country, said Corporal Wayman Boyd, 34. He served in Iraq with the National Guard's 1175 Transportation Company. He has been in medical hold since the end of July. Doesn't make any sense to go over there and risk your life and come back to do this. Boyd said it isn't fair and it ain't right. I used to be patriotic. He has served the military for 15 years. And it goes on to get into their different injuries and the things they're going through. And I've gone over this, folks. I mean, they got people who've been gunshot wounds, and they just dress it, and you don't get it taken out, nothing. They'll just sit there and let you rot to death. Again, it's unbelievable, but the neocons say you're a communist if you want the troops to get any type of health care. Okay, well, whatever then. Japan loses second satellite in solar flare. That's right, to Tokyo. Japan's space officials already forced to temporarily shut down one satellite, said Thursday that they've been forced to shut down a second, affected by electromagnetic storm caused by the largest solar flare observed in decades. The one last Friday was the biggest since 1859. And there's a lot of other reports of problems, power grid problems and stuff caused by this. Poll, approval rating slip, Democrats gain. Oh, no, we better vote for Bush or the Democrats will appoint socialist judges. 7 of the 9 of Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republicans. George Bush, look at his record. Open borders, gun control. All this garbage, folks. All the trash. All the campaign finance reform and the UNESCO and expanding Department of Education, Health and Human Services. On and on and on. You think Al Gore would be getting away with all this right now? No way. Because the neocons would have to stand against him, at least on the surface. But George W., sky's the limit. And I hear these weak-minded people calling into these shows, I just love the conservatism of George W. He wears a cowboy hat. I love him. I love surface issues, not the meat and potatoes. Democratic presidential candidates are gaining ground on President Bush, according to a national poll released Wednesday. But the president still leads all his potential Democrat opponents in head-to-head matchups. And it says the Quinnipiac University poll shows. But, again, his approval rating just keeps going down and down, and things are very dangerous. And I do have an article here where experts are saying, look for a manufactured terrorist attack, mainstream news, to get those approval ratings back up. Not for Bush, but for the globalist agenda. So we'll get into that when we get back. And then proposed Social Security deal with the country of Mexico angers some lawmakers. Women are denied surgery for cancer if they're over 70. That's your socialized health care. A bunch of New World Order news, a bunch of Big Brother news. Believe me, I haven't even gotten into the real stuff yet, the really important stuff. We'll come back and take your calls, get into more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, your sofa.
They go
curtains.
Into you. Into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word. Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at puritech.com.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
All right, we're back live, folks. About to launch into your calls and a bunch of news. I do this show live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We go out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on global shortwave at 12.172 and 9320 during the day and at 5.085 and 6890 at night and on the internet at prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, and infowars.com, as well as jonesreport.com. Or go to GCNLive.com, the network website. Before we go to Sam and Brock and others that are patiently holding, here's the toll-free number on any of the issues of the, well, Halliburton saying that they get all the oil money. Yeah, nobody gets bids for another 60 days. They get to hog all that. And the four people involved in the Jessica Lynch rescue, dropping dead, dying in Arkansas-type events, or you'd like to get into Bush's approval rating dropping, which is very scary. We know what happened when Bill Clinton's approval rating dropped. We had his convenient Oklahoma City attack, which he a year later admitted, quote, saved his presidency. And we're going to get into a bunch of Big Brother news here in just a few minutes after some calls. The toll-free number to join us on air on this Thursday edition is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And I have the news articles here. The first day it was reported that the Army, in the more southerly fires by San Diego, was out doing drills and, quote, started the fires. Now that story's dead and isn't in the national media. What do you think about them apples? Again, 1-800-259-9231. Before we go to Brock in Canada and others, I have a new film out, and it's The Matrix of Evil. The Matrix of Evil Exposed, an Alex Jones production with myself, Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, who's a police state expert. And this is just a clip of a minute of the intro, and you'll hear Ron Paul talk about those in Washington believing in global government, myself talking about their plans, Cynthia McKinney's comments, Frank Morales' comments, Colonel Roberts' comments, just about a minute and 10 seconds long. Here it is, folks.
Here is the public plan, Hive Mind, connecting us all in by law, microchips in our brains by 2025.
We're looking at the literal realization of a military police state in America.
The American people have failed in their oversight of the integrity of our political system.
The entire economy will be prisons, police in black ski masks, a Nazi Germany-like nightmare.
The final target is the American people.
We need to break that connection between the police and the military.
They're charging for weapons of mass destruction because they have marijuana.
I support the Constitution. We wouldn't be at odds with my own party.
There really is an Illuminati. There really are 13 families. They own the big banks and print the money.
They're in our universities and they're in our congresses. And they believe in one world government.
And plunge the American people into the deepest economic abyss of a generation.
If we have, or when we have another attack, it looks like they'll come with more legislation.
Again, problem, reaction, solution, over and over again. Government uses crises to scare the population into submission. That is so important to understand.
That is very, very important to understand, and I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and watch the trailer. It's, again, about a little bit longer than what you just heard, to get an idea of what's in this video for yourself. And please email your friends and family and neighbors and your email list and let them know that Matrix of Evil is now out. Some of the best minds in the country coming from different sectors of the political spectrum combine in this film to expose an intricate web of deceitful wickedness controlling America today. Matrix of Evil contains footage from speeches and conversations with Alex Jones, Congressman Ron Paul, Colonel Craig Roberts, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, and Frank Morales, which cover and include how the private banks control the military-industrial complex, expert analysis of the USA Patriot Act, and the latest police state developments, global financial policies pushing America and the world into depression, how the neoconservative movement controlling the Bush administration is nothing more than a Trojan horse for big government agenda of ivory tower social engineers, the latest revelations concerning cashless society, control grid, satellite tracking, cell phone tracking, diaper surveillance, the end of posse comitatus, the federalization of local police and governments, and much more. I also confront the assistant U.S. attorney who was at the city council trying to stop us from getting rid of the Patriot Act. He, of course, was defeated. Government-sponsored terrorism, gun control, political assassination, September 11th cover-up. Most importantly, Matrix of Evil is chock-full of solutions. All the dynamic people interviewed for this film agreed that there is a massive awakening taking place in America to the criminal activities of the global elite. The film is full of documents and archival news footage. Runtime over 2 hours. You need to get it. I've made 10 films. When you get three or more, they drop down from $25.95 a piece to $20 a piece. The new book, Order Out of Chaos, is out. Get a second copy for $11.95, your first copy for $19.95. That covers the history of government-sponsored terror as well by Paul Watson. Go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action now. Great Christmas gifts. Make copies of the videos. Put them on Access TV. Affect change. You're going to get 3 videos. Get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, and Matrix of Evil. Or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Matrix of Evil, and Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or America Destroyed by Design, or Police State 2000. They're all excellent. Okay, let's go to Brock in Canada. Brock, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Brock.
Wanted to touch on several things, and it seems to me it's a massive horse race. We've got America waking up. and even the enforcers of the New World Order not taking the vaccinations, which is good. And then you've got the troops being treated like garbage. I do not understand it. And then...
Well, I do. Let me stop you. After every major war since Korea, the troops are totally expendable, a total resource, and all they do is put out propaganda about how much they love them, but then they don't take care of them. They give them deadly vaccines. They test biologicals on them. I mean, how many admitted tests have they done, deadly biological chemical tests on the troops? They think nothing of any of us. Go ahead.
Well, I also wanted to mention the fires in San Diego. Do you think they were deliberately set several years ago? The feds admitted they set them.
Sir, I have the snippets, a great story on Prison Planet that has the snippets of local news, local TV, local radio, the local text on TV news channels. It was admitted. Over 10 fires started north of Hollywood, then fires started around San Diego, and they announced that there was army drills going on, and, quote, those set the San Diego fires. That's admitted, sir.
Well, what do you think the purpose of this session is?
It's a great political diversion from the war, from the police state, from all the different states. They always have a new diversion, whether it's a sniper attack or fires. And we know Bill Clinton set fires. That's admitted. John Stossel, folks. I mean, that's admitted by the White House. And this thing, Arnold gets to go to Washington, be on TV, talk about how much he loves the people and all the money he's going to get them. And that gets people off the focus of his groping and his hardcore porno mags and the open borders and the gun control and the rest of it. And, oh, now we got to have a tax increase in California because of the fires.
Well, and the other thing is Syria and Iran. To me, I would say that the U.S. wants to get in there and control them. And
well, that is the Europe controlling us. Look, I mean, I listen to the radio. I listen to the Senate hearings. They're beating the drum. They're going into these countries. They've told the military they're going in, and they're just going to have to blow something else up and blame it on Syria or Iran to get that job done.
What is their purpose in going into Syria and Iran, just getting control of more of the oil? Or...
It's oil, it's weapon sales, it's insider contracts. Basically, the $87 billion is a funnel right into George Bush's bank account. I mean, this is mainstream admitted. Just a giant pipeline right into the New World Order's coffers, the media's coffers, because the defense industry owns the dominant media. Just a giant cash machine. And it sets the precedent to take over these countries. Then Europe says we're a bunch of warmongers when Europe owns us. And then they play the part of the good cop, and the other Arab nations dump the dollar we plunge.
What's the strategy for Europe, then? They're going to control us, but then what's the plan?
Yeah, they're going to say, look, it's like this, and this is classic. The Mafia Don is in London, okay? And in Paris, okay, that's where they're based. Forbes admits that the European families own the majority of our Fortune 500 and the Federal Reserve stock. They have us do the dirty work as a low-level capo, then they hang us out to dry as a patsy and make themselves look good as the world rallies around the EU global system. Then America's economy plunges, and then they say, oh, the EU model is the answer for us, and oh, we've just already set up the Pan-American Union. Then they have all these articles about how our economy's getting better, when all the real wealth generation is being destroyed, more people are getting poor, but the Fortune 500 is getting richer and the government's getting bigger.
What's the purpose, would you say, looking ahead a couple of years, make America poor and Europe rich?
Only, again, it's all owned by the same people, but yeah, it's an elaborate shell game. And they have policy reports. How did I know this 5 years ago? How did I say this would happen 5 years ago? Because I read the globalist white papers. There was stuff 2 years ago where they said, the people know about the world government. To get them to accept world government, we've got to give them a left-wing or right-wing choice to then move the debate on to the next level. They're masters at neutralizing debate, setting the parameters of discussion.
So it would appear that...
It's just more dialectic, more Europe's the left-wing, we're the evil right-wingers. See? And then the UN and the EU and all that garbage and world tax is made to look as the polar opposite of America, the new Soviet Union, attacking everyone. I mean, all over the world, we're the new Soviet Union. We're the new Hitler. They hear about all the lies. They see all the corruption. They hear about all the insider trading, all the bid rigging. That is meant domestically not to be heard, but overseas it's top story.
Is the grand design to empower the United Nations then?
Well, yeah, take your national news. Just came out basically last night. I have the CBC text of what was said, and basically said the government carried out 9/11. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. But
called
boy,
the Fifth
I'd
of
like
State.
To. They said that, eh?
Yeah, your big national TV came right out and said it. See, I told you this would happen. They don't have top British ministers and top German ministers saying it on national TV for nothing. It's all going to come out, but they're going to say America did it and a right-wing coup did it. No, the bankers did it through their puppet Bush.
And the bankers did it to launch us into a world government with the United Nations in control?
Exactly. America takes over countries for them, then they blame us and then say, oh, join the world government to protect you from these rogue nations like America.
Well, the United Nations is going to have to get empowered because they really... You know, they act like people who couldn't wipe their backsides without getting their fingers dirty. They're the model of incompetence.
Well, that's the perception that they tried to put out there. But look, the UN is only a gubernatorial governorship, a node of the IMF, World Bank, WTO, Ex-Im Bank, World Settlement Bank, NATO complex. I mean, of these dozens of major groups, World Health Organization, you name it, it's just a few hundred people are on all their managing boards that set policy that is then administrated through a dictatorial policy by Annan and Michelle and Wolfowitz and the rest of them, and Wolfston.
Well, how far do you think we are from a world dictator government?
We're in it now. We're in it now. It's what degree of it?
Yeah, like America is waking up. Thanks to you and a lot of others who are doing some excellent work. I can't tip my hat enough.
Well, a lot of people are waking up, but again, there's the elaborate spin machine of judo taking our energies, twisting it, and firing it back at America. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Mark, who's up next now? Charlie in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, I had a couple questions I hope you can help me with. I just don't understand. Isn't there something inherently wrong with George Bush going around using taxpayer money to raise all these funds for his party? And also, what does Israel have to do with all the things that you're discussing today? And I'll just go ahead and let you go, okay?
Okay, thank you for the call. Actually, the federal government funds a lot of leftist groups that fund Mecha La Raza, Black Panther Party, even some of the white supremacist groups that create the dialectic of saying that it's Israel and Jews that run things. And if people could just be more sophisticated, they'd understand that going back to the Dark Ages, there have been certain classes of goldsmiths, which just so happen to be predominantly Jewish, who have been a servant class, and this is mainstream textbooks, okay? Servant classes of the crowns of Europe and the Vatican. And the Vatican's been shoved out of things now today from all my research. But you do have an alliance between Nazi eugenics royalty and some people that could call themselves Jewish who are more white than I am. They, most of them have got blonde hair, blue eyes, and you know, they call themselves Jewish. And then they have a parasitic relationship where they feed on the Jewish people, on the Israeli people, and now even some left-wing publications on the other side of the coin have been exposing, like Counterpunch, that the Zionists actually helped get Hitler into power and supported him, and a lot of his top people, Goebbels and others, were supposedly, again, Jewish. And this is where it gets so crazy, but the reality, you know, it's like the Simon Wiesenthal Center endorsing Arnold Hitler Schwarzenegger, who says he wants to be a dictator, loves Hitler, you know, all this. And then anybody talking about freedom is labeled anti-Semitic. And so, yes, Israel doesn't control America. America doesn't control America. What Barry Hamish will tell you, a well-known Jewish writer, written for the Jerusalem Post, you name it, he'll tell you the Bilderberg Group controls Israel, and the leadership of Israel is either left-wing or right-wing. They're globalist. And so it's basically a big cash machine. Egypt's controlled by the globalist. And they just, Jordan's controlled by the globalist. And they just continue this fight going almost forever, order out of chaos. And you know, the Bible tells us the Antichrist is going to stand up in Jerusalem, declare himself God. A lot of these neocon Christians will say, oh, Jesus came back. He's in the temple. Let's worship him. You know, this is where it's all going. So, you know, it isn't about black or white or Jewish or German. It's about evil people in power, and they try to make it a racial or nationalistic debate when the New World Order controls almost every sovereign nation out there. They're no longer sovereign. And your first question was about campaign finance, and you know, they double the amount of corrupting money that can be given, the corporate money, and restricted what you can give. And yeah, Bush is flying around with taxpayer money, raising money, and they're going to use that money, they said in the Statesman, to get rid of Ron Paul. They use that money to get rid of Senator Bob Smith. They're going to use that money to target Tom Tancredo. They rewrote the districts in Texas using RNC money federally to get rid of conservative Democrats. So Bush's main mission is putting the Democratic Party, real gun grabbers, real abortion pushers, in power, removing conservative Democrats and Republicans. And that's the facts, folks. It's a stated goal. So truth is stranger than fiction. We'll be right back.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7090 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Basically, you know, evil doesn't stay at one spot. It either gets better or it gets worse. And we're racing downwards, being pulled headlong into the abyss right now. We're trying to fire some retro rockets and get us out of this pit. But, yeah, just the level of corruption, the more they get away with, the more they try. I mean, criminals are always like that. Serial killers is a example of, you know, psychopaths. That's what the globalists are. always get sloppy after a time and get caught. Let's go ahead and go to Sherry in Texas, then Chris, Martin, John, Ian, and others. Sherry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I hope I'm not off topic today.
We never have a topic unless we have a guest on.
I thought, you know, it's all got to do with the same thing, and I haven't been able to call in all week because I've been having to catch you at breaks and at night when I can't call in. My daughter shared with you some stuff from her school.
I remember that, yeah, talking to you.
Well, since Monday morning, I've been sick to my stomach, wishing I could call you up. I went in late to school because we had awards day at school right here on Manchac Road. And her dad and I are just waiting for the principal to come out and speak. Who has been put in last year, got rid of the same principal they had for years, put this new guy in. And he has a screen behind him, and he starts talking about they're not giving ribbons anymore because, you know, they get lost, and this is memorabilia. A screen pops up. The kids start walking in one by one. They don't give ribbons anymore. The only ribbon they can wear all week, they're having to wear a red ribbon for Red Ribbon Week on Look at Me, I'm Drug Free. You know, 5 and 6 year olds are drug free.
Lots of socialist brainwashing. And you were telling me how they have a threat matrix color code of if your child's good in front of all the children, and your name's by the color coding for how your child's behaved.
Right, and now it's not green is like the best, which my daughter has never not been on green. Well, this year, it's not good enough to just be on green for good. You can go up to awesome or great. So if she doesn't go up to great or awesome, she's upset. How come I'm only on good when it's the best you can be?
Now, also, you talked about how your daughter said you can't pick your teeth with one finger. That's considered a gun threat.
Right.
And children draw pictures. They come in and grab them.
Not allowed to say gun. Now, check this out. And it sounds, I know with all this, I can swallow the big stuff I grew up
You're talking
around.
About Manchac Elementary. I see Army helicopters out there every couple of months landing in the schoolyard. What's that about?
Right here at Red and Manchac.
Yeah, I'm about a mile from there right now.
And this is hair curling because I can handle the whole. I grew up with quite an awareness of what's going on.
So what happened? What's the new development?
Well, guess what? Instead of ribbons, they're giving them, and they're not allowed to bring them home. And he goes and explaining them. They're all wearing tags. They're freaking dog tags. She's on the honor roll, so her honor roll. It looks like a dog tag with army colored stripes instead of circles. Good character award. They're all colored, like cartoon looking.
Well, they're now 20 public school army training camps from Chicago to L.A. where they're sending the children, and this is the model they want to shift to. And under the new Secure Corps, all the children, and to graduate, you'll have to have 2 years of service, and it says warrant service, fugitive apprehension, gun confiscation. This has been in the mainstream news, Philadelphia News. This is the new national model.
Right. So they're getting them ready not only for the RFID tag, which he made a boo-boo the second speech he gave about this new great award system. He said, and you can try the next 9 weeks to get one you didn't get this 9 weeks. You can get your new ID tag. And it's also getting them ready for that dadgum mandatory draft. Where are all these parents? Friends of mine, which you know, down to parents. I can handle people that don't have kids not being as aware, but everybody going, well, I don't have time to think about it, or I just have to live my life. I just want to enjoy my life. I can't go floating on the lake, man, you know, for hours at a clip, you know, when I know there's somebody we can be telling to.
Absolutely, Sherry. Thanks for the call. Second hour, more calls, more news straight ahead.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because...